The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began to journey through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know about him. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. And they came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they were discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. And then he sat down, and he called his 12. And he said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." And taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around the child, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not just me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. You know, in order to grasp the impact of this gospel reading here, we have to fit this into a construct in the Gospel of Mark. And it began last week at this Mass, where you will remember at Bethsaida, which is next to Capernaum, it's right on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus encountered a blind man. You remember, he anointed his eyes and he said, "Can you see now?" And the man said, "Well, I can see people that look like trees." And then he anointed him a second time, and then he could see. Now, that was put in there by Mark in chapter 8. To begin a journey, to say, faith is something that grows. It's the only miracle that happens not immediately. He does not cure immediately. He has to anoint him again. Now that's the beginning of chapter 8 in Mark's gospel. And now he'll go to a journey. He'll go maybe about 40 or 50 miles. He'll walk first way up to Caesarea Philippi, near the Lebanese border. He'll go through the Transfiguration. And 3 times, Jesus will tell his disciples, the Son of Man must suffer, and they will kill him, and then he will rise again. But they don't want to hear that. So even though he tells about his passion 3 times, they don't hear it. He has the Transfiguration to renew their faith. And now they come back to Capernaum in this gospel, in this little text. They're back where they began. They went on this loop from Bethsaida, which is next to Capernaum, all the way up to Caesarea Philippi. They head up there, the Transfiguration, and all the teachings of Jesus on this journey. And from here, they will go to Jerusalem for the last week in the life of Jesus on earth. Now, we'll be with this construct, by the way, for the next week until we get up to Lent. We'll be still in Mark's gospel, and we'll be listening now in the next week before Lent, how Jesus journeys toward Jerusalem and the various teachings he has from Capernaum all the way down to Jerusalem, maybe about 50, 60 miles. It teaches us about power. They were following Jesus because he was powerful, not because he was a servant. They were following a powerful God. They don't want to hear about suffering. They don't want to hear about being servants. They want to hear about being powerful. And in some ways, it touches every one of us. We want a powerful parish. We want a powerful church. Even when we're charitable and so forth, we're doing this from a position of power, not the position of servant. And the powerful church and the powerful parish will make judgments about people because we're powerful. We'll shut people out because we're powerful. We'll put people through all sorts of legalism because we're in charge. Pope Francis many, many times speaks about the servant church. And that's the essential teaching of this whole journey, is that the Son of Man will suffer and we will follow the Son of Man. Now, Mother Teresa, in her speaking to her sisters, will say, "You cannot serve the poor by handing down to the poor. The only way you can serve the poor in the name of Jesus is to become poor and to meet the poor where they are." Doesn't have to do with money, by the way. People think of poverty. Poverty has to do with my sense of importance, my sense of making judgments about people, my sense of excluding people because I am powerful, making judgments about people. Various kinds of power here. And so following the invitation of the gospel, I have to meet people in my humanity, not in my superiority, not in my authority, but in my humanity, in my brokenness. It will come up in next Sunday's gospel. Next Sunday's gospel is about making judgments about people, and it will teach us about the poverty of Jesus Christ, how he loved sinners and made no judgments. The only judgments Jesus made were about those who were righteous, religious authorities. But the poor, he became one of the poor. So kind of think about that today. When we journey through this day, to walk in the sense of Jesus Christ, the servant Christ now. Not to make judgments, not to exclude anyone, to be understanding, to be patient, to be open, to be respectful. And that's the essential teaching of the gospel. And it comes up here today in Mark. And think about this now, because it's like a retreat. From chapter 8, he goes up, and we have the Passion, we have miracles, we have the Transfiguration. Then he loops right back to Capernaum. And this loop here was a retreat. So think about that. We'll be with this now in Mark's gospel right up until we come to Lent. That's about all you need to hear here, I think, Mass. Let your day be changed in the power of the servant Jesus. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.